Tracy, we've got a gorgeous day out here weather-wise after some challenging weather, I understand, before the Farm Science Review. I understand that you have a lot of involvement here with a display that the Ohio Propane Group has put together. First of all, just tell me a little bit about yourself and your company.
We install propane systems for the marketers, the majors and the independents, and that's basically what we do is install equipment. I'm out here, I guess this was kind of handed to me many, many, many years ago. One of the past presidents said, why don't you run this Farm Science Review for me? So it just kind of, I never got rid of it.
Well, tell me a little bit about what you have put together out here, because you got a nice building for one thing.
Yes, we do. Years ago, we had a tent like a lot of the other ones have, so we had an awful time getting. We had a floor to put down, and we had propane tanks to bring in here. We had to bring all the appliances in here. Then everything had to be picked back up and taken away. So it was a huge ordeal. So I think that this is going to be the 10th year for this building. And I was able to convince the association that this probably would be a better idea since we're going to be here every year anyway. So it's really worked out well for us because it only takes about 2 hours to set this up now. And whereas before it took 10 or 12.
Well, I can imagine you were out here before the show started. Did you have any challenges with the weather before the show got going?
We didn't hear, and you're right. I came out the following day, and I thought, boy, I hope I don't see a tree limb sticking through the side of this building. But half the tents were down, and it really snarled the tents up. But no, it didn't seem to be any problem here whatsoever, so that was good.
Well, give us a little overview of the things that you do have on display that people would find when they come here.
Well, what we have here is these are articles that anybody that has a home could use. So we've got propane water heaters, we've got propane ranges, propane stove tops, we've got a propane refrigerator, propane freezer, we've got a vehicle out here that runs on propane, and of course the Roush people have brought their vehicle in here, their F-150. We have portable heaters that can heat rooms. We've got fireplaces. We have hog heaters and ag heaters. We have overhead infrared tube heaters and high intensity infrared heaters. We've got a lot of gas grills on display, and of course we cook something usually every day. And we've got then other infrared smaller heaters to heat garages, little torpedo heaters. We've got smokers. Fish cookers, lots of stuff.
Well, you mentioned ag there, and I wanted to kind of focus on that for a second. When it comes to the farmers who come out to the show, what in particular would you want them to know that propane can do for them?
Well, when you say ag, you're right. We're out here for an ag show, but we're really saying, well, if you're farming, you still own a home. So you're the same as the rest of us. So we just want to let the farming industry understand that it's not only something that they use for drying corn, they can control weeds with it, but they can also use the energy in their home in many, many different ways.
I know that it's just the opening day, but how would you describe the activity and interest of people who have been here today?
Very, very good. It's an excellent day. Yeah. There's a lot of people in here. So it might be a little slow right now, but you never can second guess that. But we usually get 2,000 to 3,000 people through here.
Well, we're just taking an opportunity for that little lull to do our interview here when it got kind of quiet. Well, I want to thank you, Tracy, for taking the time to speak with me here at the Farm Science Review. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.